This is not optimistic. You can't do it, and you'll fail, just like I did.
The Horrible Crows frontman Brian Fallon can joke about failure, but professionally at least, he hasn't experienced much of it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Corny O'Connell. First off, not to worry, Brian Fallon is still the singer and guitarist for the Gaslight Anthem. But the guy has a talent that just can't be contained in one project. As a true blue New Jersey boy, Fallon's soulful vocals and emotional grit have continually earned him comparisons to Bruce Springsteen. However punked out or funked out his work with the Gaslight Anthem has been, that ghost of heartland rock is always in there. Earlier this year, Fallon started writing music with his good friend and guitar tech Ian Perkins, and it quickly became obvious that they were onto something. They filled out their crack band with bass, drums, piano, occasional strings, and now as the Horrible Crows, they create a slower, more acoustic and introspective sound than in Gaslight. But with Fallon's gifts and adventurousness, the music continually surprises, morphing easily between punk, soul, folk. It's all natural to him. The Horrible Crows have just released their debut album, Elsie, and Fallon and crew recently joined FUV's Eric Holland in the studio to perform songs from it and chat about all kinds of music, like Katy Perry.
You know, she's got some good songs. I like that Fireworks song. I'm not so much on the other stuff. There's a few songs I don't really like, but then this record I thought was kind of cool, you know, and really catchy. The song she did with Snoop Dogg was cool. I really like pop music. I'm a real pop guy, you know. I listen to a lot of radio, a lot of just whatever's current. I like that. I like to know what's going on, you know. People always see, they always say, like, my bands are nostalgic, and I don't understand that because that's like the, I'm not really into anything nostalgic, you know. I don't really like I don't have old 50s pictures hanging up in my house or anything like that, you know. I buy like the iPhone 5 when it comes out, you know, and I like Lady Gaga, you know, and the new Foo Fighters record, you know. It's very weird. I don't understand it.
You were putting me on then when you said you were going to do a Katy Perry cover?
Not at all. Not at all. We have a Katy Perry cover right up our short sleeves.
Well, please take it out.
And tight jeans. You ready? All right, ladies, look out.
Think I'm pretty, dialing and makeup on. You think I'm funny, and I get the punchline wrong. Know you get me, and I let my walls come down. I was alright, but things were kinda heavy. You brought me back to life in February. You'll be my Valentine.
What about the name of the title, Elsie? The name of the album.
Yeah, that, you know, guys always have this thing about naming, like, cars and naming guitars and their whatevers after girls. You know, it's an obsession with girls. So we figured, like, hey, what if we name the record, like, as if, you know, you would name a car? And hang a name on all the troubled stories of woeful women that we're writing about. And, you know, then we just came up with that name.
You don't have any kind of illusions from the beginning of the album with Last Rites. You make it very clear where your head is at and where it's going. Please talk about that song. Was that the first song you recorded?
No, we recorded that probably last, but that was one of the point songs. It was like, listen, this is what you're getting into, okay? It was like the guy at the door. You're not getting into a rock album. This is what it is. Everybody's dead. I'm lonely. It's sad. It's time to play the piano.
Start up the car, bury your memories, call on your lovers, speaking slow and heavy, call up your boyfriends from out by the ocean, where I get my aristocrats ripped by thieves. Well, I get my aristocrats ripped by thieves.
From the new album, Elsie, that's the Horrible Crows track, Last Rites. And before that, their cover of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.